Wow, welcome back, Mark. I'm so glad. I'm telling you, I've been ready ever since we last talked. And we touched on Adam and God forming and how he came equipped already and ready. And God actually, when he blew himself, I think that's how you describe it. Blew himself
into Adam. Right.
So thank you, Mark, for joining me again. This is such a blessing. So everybody, I'm here again with the author, Mark Butts, from the You Before You, the I Am in You. And he has another treat coming soon, a new book that's going to be coming out. So stay tuned for that. But Mark, let's go a little further and dissect and go a little further with seed law. Okay. And I know in our last session, you start seeing that it was the original law of attraction.
Right.
So let's back up a little bit. You said original law of attraction. So right. How do you explain that different things like the law of attraction, mm-hmm. the law of positive thinking,
right.
the secret, and all of these things came about?
Right.
And a lot of people say that stuff, it works.
Right. And it's the same principles. Like with anything, if you use the principles, it pretty much works. But what makes God's seed law powerful is that it's endless. It never stops. That's an eternal spiritual law by God.
Mm.
It's not tied to time. Your seeds is not tied to a certain season. It's always due season.
Mm. Elaborate a little bit more on that.
In the scripture, in the Bible, it says that the long as the earth remains, they say there'll be seed time. They're talking about earth time, right? And they say, and there'll be harvest. It didn't say it'll be harvest time. Because what? God makes everything complete.
Right.
That his harvest, excuse me, his harvest never ends. It's just what it is.
So it'd be seed time.
Right.
And harvest.
Right.
I've heard a lot of people say seed time, meaning sowing your seed, and then your harvest is coming. But you just separated it. You said almost like three different things. Seed, time, and harvest.
Right. There's a time in earth for seeds. In earth, seeds need time to grow. But seed law is just harvest. It doesn't need time.
Wow.
It doesn't need time. It's not tied to time. There's no expiration date on it. Why do you think God gave us a memory? I mean, think about it. Why do we have a memory? Just to remember what we did yesterday? I mean, really think about that. Think about it. Go back. You can go back in time in your mind right now, but without using time. But you're still here. But you could go back in time right now in your mind.
Yes, and almost inhale sense.
Right, in a split second, but you're still here, right?
And feel, just like people, they can replay hurt over in their mind.
Exactly.
Or those different emotions. Right. And it still feels like I can sense, you know, especially, you know, as a woman, you know, we're such emotional creatures. Right. We can go back and say, oh, you know, especially go back to our first love. Oh, mm. I still smell that cologne that he wears, you know?
Right.
So, but we can go back there in our mind.
Right. But why? Because of what? Think about it. Seed law. The seed never dies. It never ends. So that's why you go back in your mind. It's like, man, it seemed like it was just like yesterday. Because
what's that seed?
Because the seed, that time didn't lapse. It's almost like it's still here. Because it keeps reproducing after its own kind. So that's why you could have something in your past, something in your past that happened to you, right? Mm-hmm. You can go back in your mind in time and rename that seed.
Wow. Now, what do you mean go back in time? Elaborate a little bit further.
With your mind, with your memory.
Okay.
Someone, you would be shocked if you really sat down and think and say, man, I remember that person said that to me. And after that person said that, my life started going down the drain.
Right.
That person actually planted a seed. Not being aware, you accepted that seed.
Right.
Now, because Satan understands seed law. You are a creator. He needs you. Because you don't understand the law, he uses it for you. Mm-hmm. So now he named that seed for you. Something happened 20 years ago.
Wow.
Now that you know who you are, God said, remember what happened 20 years ago?
Yes. Yes. Now, I'm sorry, I don't jump all the way back to the beginning. I almost say what happened in the garden. Right. But yes.
Now, go back and rename that seed. Because what? There's no time lapse on that seed.
Okay.
You go back and rename that seed and you call it what you want it to be. So now, once you call it, guess what? It starts reproducing after its own kind. So now, once you do it, even the earth, remember, there's seed, time, and earth. The earth actually started moving and shifting so that what you went back 20 years ago and rename, it has to shift around itself to make what you created come to pass.
Wow.
Because what? You're a creator, and God gave you what? Dominion over earth.
Wow.
So because you created that seed, the earth had to what? Produce what you say. So when earth hear you say that command, name that seed, the earth don't say that was 20 years ago. They don't hear it like that. All the earth knows is that you said it. So I have to produce.
Wow. Wow.
That's why we have memories.
Now, let's go back and elaborate a little bit and touch on something. Because you're talking about seeds.
Right.
And different things that was planted in people's lives. Just like you heard different celebrity football players, right, or basketball players, even Les Brown, right, how he talks about the teacher. Had he would have listened to that teacher, now look at his outcome.
Exactly. Let's imagine if he would have accepted that seed.
Wow.
It wouldn't have been the Les Brown.
Wow.
He wouldn't even know who he was.
Wow.
Because what he recognized and was aware.
Wow.
He now what? Because he's a creator, he recreated his whole future.
Wow. But again, you're talking about from the perception of God.
Right.
That's why when I was saying to you that the world, mm-hmm, meaning the law, they're using the law of attraction,
right,
positive thinking,
right,
the motivation, and all those different things.
Right.
Just like the Michael Jordans.
Right. And see, that's the thing with the world. They think seed is only money. Think about it. All those things are based on money. Money isn't the only seed. Everything is a seed. What I'm doing now is a seed. I'm sowing what God gave me. I'm planting a seed. The people that hear this now, I'm planting in their life.
Wow.
So what I'm saying now is going to affect their life.
Wow.
It's going to change it. I'm planting in their life. I'm planting life.
Wow.
So it's not money. It's just seed. But the people that use the principles of God, they only see money as the seed. And the sad part is that most of the churches of the Christian world, that's how they've received. When they say sow a seed, they only see money. They only see a certain amount of money.
But they don't see that seed in the form of a smile.
Right. A smile is a seed. A hug is a seed.
A handshake.
A handshake. Could you imagine you meet someone coming out the store and they look sad? You say, "No, could I give you a hug?" That person could have been going home to kill themselves. You just planted life in them. That's seed law. It's not just about money. It's about what? Recreating, multiplying what? God on earth.
Wow.
Now, if you were just thinking about money, that person would have walked by you, went home, killed themselves.
Wow.
Because you're aware of who you are, you understand the law, you planted in that person's life. Just like me, I talk freely. I talk to anybody. Every opportunity I get, I sow into someone's life.
Yes.
I'm not sowing because I want money. No, I want to reproduce God on earth. I don't worry about money. Money gonna come. Money just a thing. Think about it. Money run out. Money could burn. It could burn up. You could lose money. It's not guaranteed. The only thing guaranteed is a seed.
Now, you had a perfect example. Well, one example that comes to mind right now that I want you to share, which I know you have many, but there's one. A couple years ago, you joined a network marketing company.
Right.
Tell me about, share with us that experience, Mark.
Yeah, I joined. We always did business, but I say, when during this time, I want to do it different. Like, I want to be I don't want to be the typical network marketer, just trying to connect with people just to go to another level. If I go to a level, I want to bring everybody up with me.
And excuse me, I hate to interrupt you. But this isn't about network marketing. This is about
seed. Exactly.
And the power of...
The power of the seed.
Of the seed.
Yeah, I use it in my everyday life.
You use it for everything.
For everything.
Everything.
Everything. And so once I joined, it's so funny, I want to be global. So all of a sudden, I said, you know what? Start looking at maps. I want a team here. I want someone from here, person from there. For you know it, people from across the globe start calling me.
Wow.
I wasn't shocked. I wasn't surprised. Why? Because I didn't expect it. I accepted it. See, if I would have expected that, then it would have took time.
Wow.
See, expecting takes time. You have to become something to expect something. But if you're going to be something, you accept it. So I accept it.
Oh, say that again. You said become.
Becoming is expecting.
Expecting.
Just like you sitting home, you waiting on your mail. It's the first of the month, I'm waiting on my check. Right? You're expecting the mail, man. You're sitting there, you're waiting.
Right.
Direct deposit. I don't have to wait on that. I just accept. I don't check my bank account. I know it's there.
You just know it's there.
I just know it's there.
So that's, you're just it.
It's
you,
just
you,
it.
You just, it's a thing. It's like what you said, be.
Right, it just be.
Between be and become.
Right. Right. Be is no time. Becoming is time. Seed law, be. All these other principles the world use, that's why they tell you, become this. Become that. Try to become this. Do this to become this. No, you just got to be. Be who you was created to be.
Wow.
And that's how I operate.
Wow.
So when I use it with network marketing, so I wanted people from different, you know, parts of the world, and that's what I got. People from Canada, Texas, Hawaii, all over. I have a friend now that we pretty much talk every month from Hawaii.
Wow.
I never met. They found me.
Wow.
And that's the thing about seed law is that what did God do? He brought them to Adam.
Wow.
So once you really understand seed law, the people will come to you.
Wow.
Why? Because what, the word is responsible for the work.
Wow.
So they will actually come to you. So long story short, I did that. Great team. You know, then I said, you know what? I want to help people. But first, I want to lose weight. You know, I want to transform my life. So first, I want to transform, you know, lose weight and transform my body. So the company had this challenge going on that, you know, whoever transformed their body, muscle, whatever, you know, they win a cruise, a Caribbean cruise for two. I was like, you know, I said, I'm going to win that. I haven't lost the weight that I wanted to lose yet. So my mind makeover, like I say, everything I say, I do. So I started my mind makeover. Day one, imagination. I started imagining myself as the biggest loser.
Wow.
The one who transformed the most. The guy who lost the most weight.
Wow.
So I started imagining that. Every day I get, I will imagine. Wow. Now, when I'm imagining, I'm not speaking or now, I'm not talking. This is all eternal first. So I want to eternally create what I wanted first.
Wow.
So I started imagining myself losing weight. Every time I saw myself, I saw myself smaller.
Wow.
I didn't see myself the same size as I was. Because I wanted to create a new me. I wanted to transform me. So I couldn't see myself how I was.
Wow.
But as I am, that's how I want to see myself. So I kept doing it.
Oh, go back. You say you wanted to see yourself.
Not as I was, but as I am.
Am.
Right.
Being. And as your being, your I am, was the person who had already lost the weight.
Who had already lost, who had already won.
Whoa. Okay.
Right. So that's how I saw myself doing those problems. Even though I didn't lose, even though the weight wasn't off at that time, physically. Remember, we're spirit first.
Wow.
So I did it spirit first.
Wow.
So once I did spirit first, remember the seed law. The earth, what? Now it started positioning. It started putting stuff in place for me to reach that goal.
Wow.
So even if people was going against me, the game, the fight was already fixed.
Wow. Wow.
My
because
seed.
You had already became.
Right. In the spirit.
In the spirit.
Right. I had already won before the contest was over with.
Wow.
That's how I saw it.
Wow.
So, only thing I was doing was just going through the process.
So, you went there and then.
And came back.
You backed up.
Right. I went forward. It's like God. He do everything what spirit completed first. I completed first. Then I came back.
And he filled in.
And filled in everything else.
Hmm.
So I started seeing myself. I started seeing myself
from
going to stores.
From the beginning and the end.
Exactly. The same thing. See, God all over again. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Same thing. Seed law.
Wow.
So I start imagining myself going to a different store, buying different clothes. Then I start buying smaller clothes.
Wow.
Before I got that size.
Well, a lot of people say, well, that's what they do.
Right.
They're preparing, they're visualizing, and that's why they got their vision boards. Because I have even heard certain trainers, and when they sit down to begin to train people, say, I want you to go find a picture of a particular body type that you desire.
Right.
And I want you to put it up on the mirror or on the bathroom mirror, in your bedroom, on your refrigerator, everywhere where your eye's gonna catch it every day.
Right.
And visualize that. So a lot of people would say, that's the same thing, isn't it, Mark?
Not necessarily. Who are you visualizing as? That's what I tell people. The only way you're going to know that is that when you hit that bump in the road, that's why 90%, would you say pretty much say 95-90% of people quit? Who are you visualizing as? The minute you hit that bump, remember, our mind, we're like DVD players. The minute you hit that bump, you hit that play button, whatever's inside you is going to play. So that's why when people hit a struggle, they quit.
Wow.
Because that's who you really are. Who are you visualizing at? You can look at vision board. You can draw stuff on boards all you want. That don't mean nothing if you don't know who you are. Wow. I don't need a board to draw. Say, I want this. I create it. My mind is my vision board. Wow. I don't need to look at someone on the wall. I know what I am.
Wow. So let's go a little further.
Right.
So you created
right.
this person.
Right.
You this created person. A mark
right.
who you wanted.
Exactly.
In your head.
Exactly.
And you form it, or in your imagination.
Right. Remember, imagination is what? Building something out of nothing.
Nothing.
It's what? Sustenance that cannot be tangible. You can't hold it yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I went from imagining to now I'm thinking. So once I created that mark, that picture, that image, imagine that image, I put it in my mind. That single image, I held it in my mind. Now I'm thinking. Now guess what? Now that's that frame I was talking about. Now it's holding it together.
Wow.
So now my body... Everything's finna start to respond, and I was like, something changed. What happened? It's becoming what? A reality now. It's going through the process of becoming a reality. So once it hit my mind, then it went to my heart.
Wow.
Then I start feeling it. I start feeling different.
Wow.
And then after that, it went to faith.
Wow.
I'm gonna start doing things I couldn't do before. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to lift these heavy weights. I never done this. I'm going to do 100 push-ups tonight.
Wow.
All faith. I never done it before. I couldn't get past 25.
Oh, my goodness.
So now I'm going to go do 100.
Wow.
By faith.
Wow. Wow. So by faith.
By faith. Right. By faith. And in that part, there's two dimensions of faith. You have your physical faith. And you have your now faith. I had to operate in now faith. And then I went to my physical faith. See, a physical faith, God gave everyone a measure of faith. Everyone have a measure of faith. You get up out of the morning, you walk out of bed, you walk on your legs, you know your legs gonna work. You don't think about it.
Wow.
That's your physical faith.
Exactly.
What your now faith is, your now faith kicks in when your physical faith can't help you.
Wow. Just, and that's so funny you should talk, you know, you talk about faith is because it goes back to the seed again.
Right.
God compared faith to a seed,
mm-hmm.
to a mustard seed.
Exactly. That's all God talk about. That's the law. That's the ultimate law.
Wow.
That's the ultimate law of attraction. Yeah.
Wow.
So what I did when I started working out, started walking, I pushed myself. To where my physical faith, even though I wanted to go, I couldn't do it. I had to tap into another level of faith.
Wow.
A runner. You ever heard a runner say the runner can run, they run, they sprint, they get tired, and what they say, when my second wind kicked in.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, I've heard
That's
that.
That's now faith.
Wow.
They tapped into that other realm of faith. Your physical faith took you that far. Until what? You say what? Your second wind kicked in. That was your now faith kicked in. You went beyond your physical limitations. So you were operating in the spirit.
So now that second wind, once it kick in, you're able now to perceive the right. finish line.
Exactly. You're actually not even tired as you was when you was tired.
Wow.
It's like everything got renewed.
Wow.
Just like the woman with the issue of blood. It's the same thing. Like a lot of people say that it's because she touched his hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because she touched his hand. Because if you read scripture, she said, but if I. So in other words, she was saying, even if I don't touch it, I know I'm going to be made whole. So that's why Jesus said, who touched me? Think about that. There was people all around Jesus. How did he know that touch? There was people all around him, touching him when he was walking by. People all around him, touching, bumping against him. How did he recognize that one special touch? It was her now faith. That's why he said, your faith made you whole. He didn't say your touch made you whole. He said your faith made you whole.
Wow.
So her faith, the minute she thought, if I could just touch. Think about what she said, if I could just touch. So in other words, she was looking at all the people around, like, man, if I could just get to it. So in other words, she was saying, it's like, no way I can get to him.
Wow.
So when she said it, her faith, she had so much belief. Her now faith, she went past her physical limitation. Her now faith went before her, touched Jesus. And when she actually made it to him, when she touched him, he recognized that touch. Because he was already touched before.
Wow.
And so that's the real...
And he recognized it because that's how he operates.
That's how he operates. He know his seed.
Wow.
He know it.
Because she had already spoke.
Exactly.
Because he operates in word.
In word. The word is responsible for
the work. My goodness.
So he knew she would come before she came.
Wow.
Because well, her faith met him there before she got there.
Wow. Wow.
And just like I used the same law. And I like I said, I wasn't trying to be cocky or anything. I was saying, I'm winning. I already won.
Wow.
And you could kind of be a testament to that.
Yes.
Like, I was just saying, I won. I'm going to win. I won.
And you won.
And I won.
Wow.
I was the first person in the company to lose 100 pounds.
Wow.
The first person to win the company's first transformation challenge.
Wow.
Free Caribbean cruise for 2, 7 days, luxury cruise, not no cheap cruise.
Wow.
For 7 days.
Wow.
Seaside cabin.
I remember you saying that you're going on that cruise.
Exactly. It was so funny before, people might not, I'm quite sure you recognize what I did. I didn't even say anything. Before, it was some months before the challenge was over, I changed my background profile picture on my Facebook page.
My cover photo.
Yes. I changed it to a cruise ship.
Yes, you did.
So I was just putting it out there like, I'm going on this cruise. I just put it out there to the world. I don't care what nobody think. I don't care what nobody say. I am going on that cruise. Case closed.
So, there was 3 different phases.
Right. And the last one was speaking. And the reason why I put speaking last is that, remember, we're creators. What you say, you create. That's why everything before is eternal. Remaking who you are, tapping into that I am that's in you. So when you do speak, you're not speaking as just Mark or the same person you was before. Now you're speaking as I am.
Wow.
So now when you speak, the earth hears you.
Wow.
See, before when you speak, you just talking just like an echo. You just hollering.
Wow.
And just bouncing off the earth.
So you had imagination.
Imagination.
Thinking.
Faith.
And speaking. Those 4.
Very simple, but powerful.
And you originally designed it for 4 weeks.
For 4 weeks.
But you condensed it into 4 days.
But
the kicker was, because I remember when I first tried it, it was just that simple.
I was like, okay, yeah, I can do this.
You said, but the only catch is, if... You said the only catch was, the only catch you said to me, I remember.
Right.
And you had this smile on your face. And I was like, yeah, that's simple. You say, if you start and you don't finish the whole day.
Right.
And finish that particular exercise.
Right.
That whole day, you're going to have to start all over again.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm like, okay.
Right.
So, and I did that. I started, got up, and was ready. Next thing you know, 2 hours down the road, I was like, man, okay. My mind has gone to something else. And I said, let me start. Let me do it again. Then it jumped 4 or 5 hours gone down the day. And I was like, oh my goodness, I was supposed to be imagining something. I was supposed to be to imagine. I'm supposed to be imagining. I'm supposed to be building a car, or
right.
I'm supposed to be imagining something, or just anything. Because you say I can just get anything. Outrageous.
Right.
It didn't have to be a car. It didn't have to be a house.
Anything
it want. Didn't have to be a particular item. It, right. it could be anything. You right. even say it can be a superhero.
Exactly.
So I'm like, man. So next thing you know, as time go on, you know, and life happens, and it's due tonight, and it's time for bed, and I wake up the next day, and I'm like, oh, oh okay, here we go again, imagination. So I remember when you checked in
right.
on me, and the next day you say, so how did it go? And I said, well, I got to start again. I said, but I get it. You say, yeah, and you was very, very supportive. So that next day, I started, you know, off again, strong, got up, you know, in the morning like I normally do, my prayers, meditation, mm-hmm. and stuff. So through the day, I'm like, okay. Second day, I didn't even get as many hours in
right.
imagining anything, hardly. And I'm like, I did better the first day. I should have just jumped to the second. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, yeah. I want to do this with integrity. So you didn't call that day to check on me.
Mm-hmm.
You waited another day.
Right.
And you say, so how you doing? You started day two yet. And I, you remember what I said to you?
Right.
What did I say to you?
Let me be great.
I said, let me be great. and by that, it was like, okay, I'm at day one again.
Right.
And it took me about 10 days, close to 10 days, of day one,
right,
until I finally, and I felt like I was accomplished something when I finally got to day three, and right. I remember calling you, and I'm like, okay, I did day one, and I did day two, and now I'm on day three.
Right.
Then you say faith is where I now go,
right.
And you say whatever that you imagine. If it was a car, then you need to go to the dealership.
Right, put it in motion.
You need to put it in motion, so to speak. So I'm like, okay, or anything.
Right.
So I did whatever I imagined I started doing. So you said to me, and on the last one, you say, now I want you to speak.
Right.
And you say, and I was like, okay, I'm going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, well, how do I know
right.
if I got it right?
Right.
And you said, well, it's no right and there's no wrong, but you'll just know.
Exactly.
Your spirit would know.
Right.
And I remember telling you, and because it was so many different questions that I had, and different things began to unlock.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, it was running parallel with you were conditioning and opening my mind.
Right.
And even with the seed law.
Right.
And I never forget, it was a neighbor had a child, and you start talking to me. And I said, you know what? And so every opportunity that I could, I start planting seeds.
Exactly.
And it wasn't, like you say, monetary, and it wasn't all the way intangible things. It
right.
was in time.
Exactly.
It was in different things that I gave to people, or and I sat down with them, or I was coaching them or talking with them. I'm like, okay, that's an hour of my time.
Exactly.
So I just sold an hour of my time. So what am I getting, you know, for that?
Right.
That hour of my time.
Exactly.
And oftentimes people are probably hear this and say, oh, it's still money. No, it didn't, because I gave an hour of my time, because I gave an hour of my time, but I named that time. They were getting my time,